Matt, you are looking absolutely glowing today. What's your secret?
Well, Anna, I've been using this new hydrating tanning mist called Goldie B with two E's.
I'll have to check it out. I've never heard of it.
Go to their Instagram.
I want the fairy tale. I want the Prince Charming.
She, how do I put this, isn't a fan of my kissing style.
So we were boyfriend and girlfriend for about 12 hours. He's in a trash bin. He's non-recyclable. Catch you never.
I love being in love. I love love.
Once my retainer's in, nothing is happening. It's like, ain't nothing going down in my bedroom that night. Right.
Where's Your Head At is a podcast that talks all things relationships, breakups, reality TV, trending shows, and everything in between.
This is your new go-to destination for laughs, gossip, intimate details, advice, and much more. Merry Christmas, Anna, and everyone else. It's my favorite time of the fucking year.
So aggressive.
So excited.
So aggressive.
So excited.
Chris, this is about cheer and happiness and fun.
You know me. I love it.
What's your favorite Christmas carol, Matt?
It's either Run Rudolph, that one.
Run Rudolph? What's
Run,
that one?
Run Rudolph the... No, actually.
Rudolph the
Red-Nosed Reindeer. No, not that one.
I love that one.
I'm having a mental blank now.
Run Rudolph. That's not on my list.
Or Holly Jolly Christmas. Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
I love it's Jingle Bell Rock.
Sing that one.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah, Mean Girls.
You know, Mean Girls. The slap.
Oh, that is hot in Mean Girls.
We're all Christmassy. Like, Matt's looking festive. He's got his festive Christmas tree, green jumper with gold stars attached.
And Anna's got this sparkly...
This is a Christmas, like, this is what I've bought for Christmas. And also because Melbourne weather is freezing, it's long sleeve. So I was like, I'm wearing this for our Christmas episode.
Very festive, Anna.
So much judgment.
I should have brought you a jumper. I don't even know why I had this in my car, to be fair. I think I had it.
Yeah, I actually, to be honest, thought I would be getting one from you.
Yeah, I had this in my car from when I was going to pick the Christmas tree, but I realized I wore it last year, so it was just in the boot.
You do have a lot of Christmas jumpers.
We have a box at my mum's just full of Christmas jumpers, Christmas tops, Christmas everything.
I love it. What about Mariah Carey? We didn't even talk about the OG song. That's just my go-to song.
Oh, it's everyone's. It's the best.
Nothing can beat it. Do you think any song in our lifetime will beat that song?
As a Christmas song?
I don't wanna love
Last me. Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Yeah, it's probably close.
Nah, it's not close.
For me,
it's close-ish, but still not.
Have you seen the movie Last Christmas?
No.
I don't want to spoil it.
Okay,
but it's based off that song.
Matt is my go-to person to ask Christmas movie advice. Like, I'm like, what's a good Christmas movie on Netflix? Go. And he's like, this one, this one, this one.
Well, my turn on this week is Hallmark Christmas movies.
We love them.
I love them so
much.
They're
so good.
Have you seen the TikToks I've been sending you of people taking the piss out of them?
Yeah.
They're hilarious.
Like, I left my glove on the footpath. Is there going to be a romantic knight in shining armor? Come pick it up.
Or they're like, there's a Christmas bake-off I have to do in time and all that sort of stuff, or else I lose my bakery. So good. I watched one the other day and it was they had to, I don't know, drop all these gifts and then the government was trying to shut it down and then they like got it in time and, you know, the government's like, yeah, let's do it, and they get all involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It's so good.
Well, look, my turn on of the week is kind of like for you. Obviously, we're now both engaged. Last year before Christmas, we got engaged, and honestly, nothing is better than being newly engaged over Christmas. So that's my turn on of the week for you and Tammy. I just think it's so fun being newly engaged.
It is. And well, I'm part of Tammy's family now, part of a new big family, and I love it. Like, I can't wait for Christmas with her and her family.
Yeah. What's the plan?
I will have Christmas with my mum and my sisters and their partners. Tammy won't come to that because that's on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So we'll have a Christmas dinner with her the week before and she'll fly down to Melbourne. So then I'll have that on Christmas Eve. I don't want to miss that. That's like, I love that too much. Eventually, maybe next year, the year, I'll probably you know, not so much be there. I'll be with my new family. But for now, I want to be...
My new family, you sound like an orphan.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, I'm obviously part of another family.
But
so.
I'm sure your mum and stuff would be able to come up.
Of course. I'm pretty sure they're invited. They are invited this year. But, yeah. You know, they've obviously all got their own things, their own, yeah. their family, their partner's stuff. But I don't know. That Christmas Eve is so special in my family. Like, it's a great night. Like,
it always looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. Like, Emma cooks the best meals. I'm on cocktail duty, so I make like Christmas cocktails. It's fun. We listen to carols.
And it always impresses me how much effort you put into your Christmas cocktails. Like, they always really look amazing. Like, you had the Grinch cocktail.
Jack Frost, the Jingle Bell one. And I bought those, what do you call them? Ball balls, and put it in there so you pour it into your glass.
Yeah. Very creative.
Jelly ones, Santa hats.
I do love a jelly shot.
And then, yeah, so Christmas morning, I'll fly up to the Gold Coast and spend it with Tammy and the Hembros.
How fun.
Yes, very fun.
So fun. Yeah. And I feel like Christmas is about kids and having kids around and seeing how excited they are about Santa coming. Like, nothing beats that.
Well, yeah, Tammy's doing Elf on a Shelf at the moment with the kids. And
that's so fun.
Yeah.
There's some wild ones going around social media.
I don't think she'll let me do them because I was sending her some that I saw on TikTok and they're probably too inappropriate.
What was the inappropriate ones you were sending?
There was one where they were using like a candy cane as like the cock, and like it was watching this like photo of this elf in like lingerie.
Oh my god.
I wouldn't do that, but I was doing that. Or the one where they filled the toilet bowl and they said, "I filled the toilet bowl with your cereal, here's your breakfast."
That's so funny. I saw like an Elf on the Shelf one, and they put the elf on top of the toilet lid seat.
That's
and
the
then
one.
They put like poo coming down.
Not that one. No.
As if it was like pooing in the toilet, and the elf had like a little speech bubble saying something, and I was like, yeah.
I saw one where they had poo. The flower, and it looked like it was on a big night.
Elf on the Shelf was just not a thing when we were younger, no, but it's also like really fun for kids. So I'm totally about it. Yeah. Like, I'm like, yeah, why not?
Well, like trying to think of one every night is pretty hard. So good luck to people doing that.
You need that inspo going on social media.
What's your turn off this week, Anna?
Well, my turn off of the week is that I feel like my teeth are moving. So obviously, like, I'm... You know, wedding season is upon me, T-minus 5 to 6 months.
Did you have braces?
I had braces. I had a wire underneath my teeth, and I got it taken off recently to get Invisalign. And also, I've heard a lot about like heavy metal poisoning with having that metal wire in your mouth. Anyway, I was like, get it off. But now I feel like my teeth are somewhat moving. So I'm like, I need to wear my retainer every single night. My wedding is coming up. Like, I've had straight teeth for like the past, I don't know, 15 years since I had braces. And I'm like, this is not a good time for my teeth to start moving.
Well, Anna, there's three things that are guaranteed in life: death, taxes, and I'm going to sleep with my retainer in.
You're going to say, and your teeth moving.
No. Well,
you are religious about it.
Literally, I've gone away. I'm in the past for a weekend and absolutely wigged out because I forgot my...
I wig out too if I go on holiday without it.
Yeah, I need to bring it with me. I need to sleep. I almost think my retainer, it's like, you know, when they train dogs to ring a bell and it knows food's coming. It's like that. I put it into nap, even if I'm going to nap for 20 minutes,
really?
Half an hour. Yeah, people think it's the weirdest thing ever.
See, number one, I hate retainer breath. It's just gross. Like, I just hate that. If I'm like thinking like me and Michael are going to get like freaky in the sheets, I'm like not wearing it that night.
So if I know, if I've put it in, not thinking anything's going to happen, and then like Tammy's made a move, you just hear... It just goes up on the bedside table.
Ew. See, once my retainer's in, nothing is happening. It's like, ain't nothing going down in my bedroom that night.
You're not going to run to the bathroom or just put it on the bedside table?
Occasionally I have, but like I would be like, you know, if it's going in, it's in for the night.
If I have a feeling something's going to happen, I just get the vibe. I'll brush my teeth and I'll bring the retainer with me and put it on the bedside. Just in case nothing happens, it's sitting on the bedside table. So you just leave it and grab it.
Deciphering the codes of where the retainer's at in the mouth, side table.
Yeah, to know whether you can make a move or not on me.
So anyway, that is my turn off of the week. What's your turn off of the week?
Well, mine is a bit, it's not funny. It's a bit heavy. I obviously am so open about my infertility, and I really, you know, I don't care. Like, I'm open about it. Obviously have this situation. I've learned to live with it. With being open about something comes people thinking that they have a right to say stuff. And I understand that. Like, I get that you can, you think that, like, now that I'm so open about it, that I'll be chill about it. But, like, you know, like, I got messaged by someone and I looked at her photos and I was just like, you have kids? And imagine if you weren't blessed to have kids. And she was like, Mr. Infertile Matt, with like a laughing face.
Well, so wait, she sent you a DM?
Just some random, doesn't even follow me. Mr. Infertile Matt, or Mr. Matt Infertile, with like a laughing emoji face. And I sent it to you and I was like, this is bullshit. Like, you know, like, I'm putting myself out there. I want to bring attention to it for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons.
And she's taking the piss out of you.
Taking the piss out of me. I see a lot of comments on, obviously, the new situation with Tammy. Everyone's like, oh, he's father number whatever, blah, blah, blah. And people
number,
like,
yeah,
and
three.
They're like, he's infertile and all this sort of stuff. And like, oof, like, ha ha, well, lucky for her. Lucky then. And it's just like,
you guys, it's making a mockery of you, yeah, essentially.
Well, not even that. You're like this. It's a serious, like a serious thing. And I get it. I'm open about it, and I'm leaving myself open and being vulnerable. And to that, the general public see someone being vulnerable and want to be nasty about it just makes me feel sad for society and just sad in general.
Honestly, when you sent me that message from that woman saying, "Mr. Infertile Matt."
Yeah, well, I can't remember what way it was. You know,
or whatever it is.
Like,
my blood boiled.
Yeah.
Because I know how hard that conversation was to have with you.
Yeah.
Even to do that first episode for us, talking on our podcast about you being infertile was like a back and forth. It wasn't just like we were like, okay, let's do an episode on it. No, yeah, this was like, do we, don't we? This is going to be out there for everyone to see.
How
now,
do we talk about
this
it?
This is like going to be public information. How, like, in what way can we do this in a really like respectful way of you and other people who are infertile? Like, it's a huge, huge topic. And I think for someone, not just the lady who sent you that message, which is disgusting,
well, that's the one
by
I've
the
seen.
Way.
That's, yeah, disgusting.
But also on Tammy's photos and videos, I see constantly things about baby daddy number three. Oh, he's infertile. Like, it's very just like thrown around. And that's something that's really personal and something that's, you know, we've seen your mum get upset over it, your dad get upset, you crying over it. And it's like, for people to make a mockery of it, it's not okay. And I think the difference is, if you were a woman, people would not dare say anything about your infertility, but because you're a male, people think that they have the right to make a joke of it, to laugh about it, to say silly comments about it, and it's absolutely not on.
It's disgusting behavior. And like I said, it just makes me just think that there's like just...
It's heartless.
Yeah, just people out there that can be so just like the word disgusting.
And savage.
And low and... Like the girl, that's the one I have, that's the only one I've seen. Like, I haven't seen, and I just clicked on her profile. She's like, one, she doesn't follow me. Like, fuck off. Two, she has kids in her photos. And I'm like, imagine if you couldn't.
How dare
have,
you? Yeah.
Imagine if you couldn't have those. Yeah. And then you're going to like ridicule someone else because they're open about it and trying to like, you know, bring people out there that are going through the same thing, make them feel like they're not alone.
Yeah, we've said it before. Think about what you say online. It's very detrimental, not only to you personally, but to other people who potentially want to be open about that. Or there are so many people who are probably infertile who you don't actually know they're infertile. And them even seeing those comments directed at you could have a negative impact on them. So just be careful with your words. Okay, Matt, let's change the pace. It is Christmas after all. We are getting jolly. We're getting happy. We're getting the negative energy out of our lives.
Yeah, fuck them.
We're still pissed. Yeah. We stopped that segment and we're like, we are pissed. And I think we have every right to be. But look, let's talk about first Christmases. You are having your first Christmas with Tammy and her family. Are you guys making any new traditions together? What's happening there?
We were going to do a corny Christmas photo, just the two of us.
Oh my God, I was going to do that too.
Yeah, we were going to do that, but just we haven't had the time this year. I think next year.
There's one in Hampton. The lady actually messaged me the other day and I was
really?
Like, I really want to do that. Maybe when Tammy's down, we could all go.
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, well, I wanted to do it and I wanted to print it off and like write, like, so she was a bit like, whoa, when I was saying this, I want to print them off. write on the back like a recap of our year, like, but like not like a serious one.
Just
like,
dot points.
But no, but yeah, like a stupid one, like just dumb shit. Like I went to the servo 6 times. You know, I'm just using examples of just shit that like people don't care about, and write like a list of just shit that people would not care about, and like give them to all our friends and family.
It sounds like a lot of effort.
You know me, full tilt, full time. I don't do things by half ass.
Well, look, let's talk about love languages and gift giving, because everyone has a different love language, right?
Yes.
So we want to help you guys give the perfect gift to your loved one specifically based on their love languages.
First of all, what's your love language, Anna?
So I'm physical touch and words of affirmation with a little side of gift giving.
How do you receive love?
And also acts of service. I'm all of them. We've spoken about
this. You are all five. I say that I'm not very gift giving or receiving.
You are physical touch, right?
I'm physical touch.
And
I don't think I'm words of affirmation, but people think I am.
Okay.
I don't think I like to tell people I love them, and I like to give them compliments and that, and I like to hear them, but I don't think... It's my love language. Quality time, definitely.
Quality time is yours.
Yeah, definitely
quality. And physical touch.
And physical touch.
They're my top two as well, yeah. But I think that everyone somewhat likes all of them.
I'm not big on acts of service.
So if someone was to bring you a coffee, like I just brought you a coffee this morning, are you not big on that?
I'm grateful, but yeah. I'm not like...
You're like, I could have got it myself.
Yeah. No, not even that. I think growing up with my mum, God love her, would just do acts of service all the time. So in my head, it's...
Normal.
It's normal. It's yeah, not okay. Like a...
Something to be appreciated. Something to,
well, I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm grateful for it, but I just don't express it as much. Do you know what I mean?
You don't need...
Like, I don't... It's weird. Like, I won't... Like,
but if, maybe you don't need it because you've already got it.
Well, maybe that's true. Like, I wouldn't say thank you to my mum every time, like, and, like every time she did my washing, every time, like, do you know what I mean? I was just expecting it. It sounds bad.
It does sound bad.
It sounds bad, but you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Let's start with gift giving, Matt. What is the perfect way to give a gift for someone whose acts of service is gift giving?
So if someone's love language is gift giving, I'm not big on receiving or giving gifts. So what I rely on heavily is I'm very sentimental. Yeah. So I'll try and pick up on things that they've said during the year, or things I've noticed, or things I see that they want. Or I also... will stick to stuff that like is a tradition sort of thing, or like something that's like, you know, I regularly get them, or something that like, you know, like it's something that's sentimental to both of us. That's what I like to do, because I don't know, I've just always been like awkward receiving gifts or giving gifts. Like, don't get me wrong, I love getting gifts.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's just, I don't like, I feel uncomfortable. Don't you? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I don't. I like getting gifts. But like, okay, so basically what Matt's trying to say is if someone is a gift giver, then pick up on things that they tell you throughout the year. Like, oh, this is my favorite perfume, or, you know, I wear gold jewelry, then this is my favorite brand. Like, go in that direction, because if someone likes to receive gifts, you want to kind of nail that gift.
Well, I've already got my gift for Tammy. I've gone sentimental as well, but still it's a big gift, but still it's got like, I've heard her talk about it multiple times.
Can you tell us what it is?
It airs before Christmas, doesn't it?
Yeah,
so maybe you can't. She'll listen.
Maybe you can tell us in the New Year's Eve episode next week. Okay, let's talk about if someone's love language is physical touch, what should you get them?
You could get them a massage voucher.
Lots of physical touch.
That's a lot of physical touch. Lots of kisses. Wouldn't go straight. Just give them that. Maybe like give them a cozy night where you can curl up on the couch together and watch a movie. Tammy and I were watching a movie last night, which I recommend, Fresh, to anyone on Disney+. And we were just laying there watching it. And I was like, I love this. Like, this is my love language, just doing this.
Even like a sexy board game, like Monogamy.
Told you, we did that in the Maldives. Unbelievable game.
Lots of physical touch, really going to fill the cup for those physical touch people. Bit of lingerie, you know, getting people into the mood.
Role playing,
all of the above. Okay, words of affirmation. Let's talk about what to get someone who loves words of affirmation. This one's an obvious one. A really beautifully handwritten card is so important. And so many people forget when they give a gift over Christmas to include a card. If someone's love languages are words of affirmation, make sure that card is really good and sentimental.
Something as well, always read the card before you open the present.
Yeah, I agree. It's just like common courtesy.
I agree. Yeah. I've given presents to people and they don't read the card first. And I'm just like, I feel like it's rude.
Especially because you're sentimental. So yeah, you're like, but what about my nice words?
What about my nice words in the card? So I'll always read the card before I open the present.
Also doing something romantic, like some, you know, personalized poetry. Michael, I've told you this before on the podcast. I have like a little poetry book. So every time we have a memorable moment in our life, he writes me a poem about it. Like he wrote me a poem about our first date, our engagement, you know, launching a business, really all of these milestones. And I have a poem about it. It's really sweet.
Are they rhyming poems?
Yeah, they rhyme.
I couldn't do that. My dyslexic brain would be like, what rhymes with...
Even like a game, like a conversation starter type of game is perfect for a words of affirmation person. I think that's so important.
One of those card games where you ask each other.
Yeah, exactly.
The next one is acts of service. So you could give them a nice home cooked meal.
Love that.
Clean the apartment for them.
Make them a morning coffee. My dream.
It's not hard to get.
It's not hard to just get a morning coffee or tea. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's just such an effortless thing. And I can see how like getting a coffee brought to you in bed is nice. Tammy's done that before and I find it nice and cute.
Yeah. You're just like, I feel so loved by you. Just like a small gesture. And even like I love to repay that favor as well and do the same thing in return. It's so nice. What about a spa treatment, like a facial for someone who likes acts of service?
Well, another one could be if you're saving for a holiday together, put some money towards it.
Yeah.
That could be nice.
Get someone a gift card.
Yeah. My favorite one, quality time. So, you know, it's this festive season. It's the pointy end of the year. Everyone gets busy at this time of year and they neglect the
quality time
or time with their partners because, you know, you're busy working. Everyone's work seems to get very busy before the end of the year trying to get stuff done.
Yeah.
And then they get home and then your next thing you know, you've got to go to like this event, a work breakup, a friendmas, another family event. So you neglect time with your partner. So I think something good to give them a gift would be some like, you know, promises that you're going to spend quality time with them or vouchers to maybe an experience together that you could do like gold class tickets or, you know, like a balloon, red balloon thing.
Yeah. Picnics by the beach, watch the sunset together. All little things like the sunsets every day or the sun rises every day. Pick one of those times to go watch the sunset together. It's such a small thing. Michael and I did it the other day and I was like, why don't we do this more often? Every time I watch the sunset or sunrise, I'm like, this is just beautiful. It's so simple. It's peaceful. You hear the ocean in the background. Like, I love that form of quality time.
Okay, red flag, green flag. Anna, what is this week's red flag, green flag?
Is a bit of a Grinch at Christmas time.
Red flag.
Red flag.
Red flag.
It's just a blatant red flag. Like, if you can't get into the happy season, like, Christmas is all about family and love and happiness and being jolly, you know, and eating and spending all of this quality time with the people you love. How can you possibly hate that?
My sister Emma is like the epitome of a Christmas lover. She loves it, goes all out at Christmas, even decorates her bedroom. Her partner isn't so much, but because he loves her, he gets around it, wears Christmas pajamas. I see him walking around the house in Christmas pajamas. We watch Christmas movies every night. So that's just, you know, if your partner loves it, there's no harm in getting involved in it to give the person that you love and get involved in what they love.
Absolutely. And I mean, let's just all be happy. Like, it's a happy time of year. Let's enjoy.
I like to watch only Christmas movies in December.
Same.
And I've had people in the past be like, let's watch something else but a Christmas movie. And I'm like, no.
This is how we roll around here.
This is how we roll around here. Get with it or ship off.
Okay, guys, Merry Christmas. Have the best Christmas to all of our Where's Your Head At fam. We love you so much. Enjoy this festive season with your friends and family. And until next time.
Bye.